Okay, so I promised you that when we came back, I would go over the chart one more time for six-step reframe right before you went out to do it, so that it's all fresh in your mind. Did you all think about something that you might use this with? Because it's a very powerful process. I would suggest, if possible, you find some place where you can sit with your explorer, the guide and the explorer, is actually sit on a chair where you won't be interrupted too much by other people. Obviously, some of you are going to want to work out in the lobby. Just be aware that if you're inside doing your own thought processes, you may hear external noises, you know, in the lobby. The reason I suggest sitting down is because when you're going inside and spending time inside, some people get out of balance with their eyes closed, and it's nice if you've got the support of a chair behind you. So you identify the unwanted behavior, the behavior you want to change, you would like to change. This is something you do. Then you to establish communication with the part, you say, I would like to have a conversation with you. And, you know, it's just like you were having a conversation with a friend. I really want to understand why you're doing what you're doing so that we can evolve and move ahead. And I'm wondering if you will tell me how you will signal a yes, that you're answering. I'd like to ask you questions that you're answering with a yes, and how you're answering with a no. Now, it can be in any of the sensory systems. It might be a picture, it might be a set of words, or it might be feelings. Again, if it's an unpleasant feeling, ask the part, say thank you, yeah, I appreciate that, and could you make it something that is less unpleasant for me? Because I really want to be able to fully attend to you, and it's going to be hard if you're creating this unwanted response. So you get the yes-no signal, all right? Even if the part says no, it won't communicate with you. It's already communicating. You say, thank you for that communication. Now, will you presuppose, will you show me a yes response as well? Then you separate the behavior from the intention. Again, this being a very important part of it. By doing this behavior, what is it that you're wanting for me? What's your intention? Your positive intention for me. And sometimes the part goes, intention, I don't know what you're talking about. What is it you're trying to accomplish for me? What is it you want for me? Okay? And you want to get to where you can appreciate the intention that's driving the behavior. Yeah, Francis? Then you say, if you did know it, what would it be? And if you still get nothing, say, could it be that this is just a habit you've developed and you can't remember what your intention is? So you might offer it some choices. And I've had people proceed even though they didn't know what the intention was, Francis. So you can say, all right, I'm not getting an answer from you as to what the positive intention is. I am going to presuppose that you have a positive intention for me. Thank you for that. And we'll go ahead and move on. Okay? So don't assume you have to have an answer at every...
You're negotiating with yourself.
That's right. Yeah. Don't assume that you have to have an answer at every stage. And don't also assume that it has to be something that you understand in conscious awareness. It may be, say, okay, you can keep it secret. Now, again, I'm telling stories on myself because I have a tendency to be controlling. Sometimes my parts will go, I'm not telling you, because you'll try to mess with it, okay? And you just have to trust me. So then it's an issue of me learning how to trust myself. After you separate the behavior from the intention, you ask, are you willing? This is what they call a conditional close. So whenever you hear this, that's what it means. Would you consider other options if they were available to you? And the answer should always be yes. If the part goes no, you say, oh, okay, thank you. What would need to be there for you to consider other options? So you want to go on making me miserable. You want to go on destroying my life. I mean, you know, if you have to exaggerate, you do. Yeah. But get it to agree. It would consider new options. And then call up another part, and typically it's the creative part, the part that plans, comes up with new ideas for you, to understand the intention of this other behavior and generate many options that would work as well as or better than in the present context, something that you could do in the same situations that would be better than what it's doing already. Watch and listen as you get at least three new choices. Then have the person say, confirm, do you have three new choices for creating your intention? And get a yes to that. Once you have that, okay, so we're just moving up the steps. The next part is to have the part try out those behaviors in its imagination. Imagine doing them. This is future pacing. We've been doing it at the end of every exercise. What will it be like for you in the future? So that's what you're saying to this part. What will it be like for you when you try it out? Does it feel okay? Does it seem to get you what you're going for? And if it doesn't, then you cycle back down here and pick and find another behavior that you can add to it so that you end up with three new behaviors, future paced, and then you get a commitment from the part that it will be responsible in the appropriate context for doing those behaviors. So this is like setting an agreement frame, what we call an agreement frame, agreeing to that. And only then do we move on to checking ecology with other parts. Does this get in the way of any other part of me? Are there any objections to these three new behaviors? And if there are, what do? We recycle back through. We don't have to go all the way to the beginning, but we recycle back through to here. Until what our goal is to end up understanding why the part, this is a why, what has been motivating the part to do this behavior in the first place, what's it trying to get for you, and what are other ways that it could get them, and it's agreed to do that in that context. That's what we're going for. And there are six steps we take to get there. Okay, questions about how to do it now. Yes, Sky?
So earlier you said you don't want a big problem. So how, like if I say procrastination is my issue, then is it too big?
Not necessarily. I mean, we're saying if there's something that is so charged for you that you've really been trying to get over it for a long time, just recognize that this is the first time you've done it, and this is a learning experience. You may want to choose something that you haven't been hammering away at for 10 years, if that makes sense. Okay. Now, it will work, and this is just so that you can learn it, so that you can learn the process. You don't want it to be so huge that you get overwhelmed by trying to do it, is all. Procrastination, I would think you could work with. Yeah. Any other questions about what to do it with?
Does it have to be a positive type of, in other words, what if I am not getting up in the morning to go for a run or something like that? If I wanted to work on being able to do that, wouldn't that be appropriate for that?
It would be appropriate. So what you're doing is you're sleeping instead of going out motivating yourself. Yeah. So that's the unwanted behavior, keeping yourself from doing something you really want to do. Okay? That would work as well. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's have you stand up first for just a moment. I just noticed the glazed over eyes.
Lunch eyes.
Okay, we were doing shaking last time. Let's do a little more shaking again. Remember, you get one hand going, really let it rip. Come on, wake your arm up. Get it up over your head. We could go out in the lobby and do this. Okay, and now the other one. Oh. And if you want to get them both going, okay. Now notice what that does to the upper part of your body, and then do the lower. Extra points for doing them both at the same time. Shake a leg. Wake it up. Wake it up. Get your whole body going.
There you go,
Mo. All right. Wow. Now let your neck loose too while you do it. All right. All right. Now that you're alert and alive, find a partner, maybe somebody you haven't worked with, and you should know their name. If you don't ask, find some place that you can sit comfortably. How long? Shall we shoot for 20 minutes each and see what you do after? I'll wander around after 20 minutes. If it looks like most of you are getting finished, we'll ring the bell and say 20 minutes each ought to do it. Okay, go for it. Enjoy.